Blog Talk Radio.
And everybody shout and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So tonight, I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what your problem is. Jesus is in the house tonight. When you can't move the mountains that's standing in your way, I came to tell you God can. I said God can.
Well, praise the Lord and God bless you. Yes, God can. I don't care what you need, God can do it. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starnes. I want you to stay tuned today, because remember, whatever you need, God can. Stay tuned.
All your doubts and fears.
God can.
Tell me.
God can.
When you are needing someone to wipe away your tears.
God can.
Yes, he can. Thank
God can.
Come on, say.
God can do more than you can ever ask or think. He holds the power in his mighty hand. When you can't see the way.
And you can't heal your broken heart.
God can.
Somebody tell me.
God can.
Oh yeah. When you can't find the courage to make a brand new start.
God can.
I know he can.
God can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God can do more than you can ever ask for.
Oh,
he holds the power in his mighty hand.
In the palm of his hand.
God can. And I'm thankful today to know that God can. No matter what we need or what we lacking, God is able to supply every need and to repair every situation. God can. God can do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. I want you to know that God is a good God. Even on a bad day, every time I turn around, the Lord just keeps on blessing. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starnes. We're going to have a good time today. Today I want to praise God because this is thankful Monday. We're just thankful You know, we're so busy asking God to do things. When do we take the time to thank him for what he's already done? To thank him for what he's going to do. We need to learn how to thank God in advance. Praise him in advance. Thank him in advance. Don't wait till the battle's over, but thank him in advance. Thank him in advance. Thank the Lord before you even get the house, before you get the car, before you get the healing. Begin to thank him in advance. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Let me play the song, Thank Him in Advance, and I'll be right back. Listen to this.
Thank you. follows me all the days of my life. I thank them
for fighting every battle in my life.
I thank you, and
thank you, Lord.
I thank you.
Yes, Lord, I thank you in advance for all the things that you're going to do. I thank you in advance that I'm already healed. I'm already delivered. See, enemy don't want you to thank God. He wants you to believe that you're the same old thing, but you're not. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he has to repent. Today is thankful Monday, and the devil's trying to make us take it back. Don't take it back. No, you keep on thanking God. God made a way for you, and he's making a way for you. Listen to Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Thank you. I'll be right back. so thankful, God. I'm really thankful. I don't know about anyone else today, and I'm not just saying this just to make my broadcast popular. I'm saying this because I'm thankful. I'm thankful that the Lord really made a way and is making a way for me. And I'm thankful because I'm aware that it's God on my side and not me. I'm aware of that it's God that's making things happen for me. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, there's a scripture I came across. To let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. So I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful that God called me into this body, that I'm a child of God. I'm grateful. And that's what I want you to do. Begin to be thankful because you're grateful. Begin to be thankful because God called you into his body. And in Psalms 104, the King James says, enter into his courts or into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. This is not only just thank you Monday, but this is a full-time thank you. I thank the Lord for his goodness. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28, from God's word translation, it said, therefore, we must be thankful that we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Because we are thankful, we must serve God with fear and awe in a way that pleases him. That's Hebrews 12 and 28. Our kingdom can't be shaken. Nobody can shake this kingdom. Nobody can stop us. Nobody can prevent us. They may not like you, you know, and all of that. That could be true. But Jesus Christ's kingdom cannot be shaken. His kingdom cannot be shaken. The kingdom of God cannot be shaken. Nobody can pull you from the kingdom of God. No one can destroy you. No one can take you out of the hands of God. And we're thankful. I'm thankful. Because I know that God is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In Romans chapter 16, verse number 4, from God's word translation says, they risked their lives to save me. I'm thankful to them. And so are all the churches among the nations. I'm thankful for the patriarchs, all that they did. Yes, I'm thankful for everything that God the Father and the Holy Ghost did. I'm thankful for everything that Jesus did for me. I am so grateful. I'm so thankful. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful. I'm thankful because I know that God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is his son of man he should repent. We're going to make it, saints. Satan come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Did you hear me? Jesus Christ came that you may have life. Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Satan came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Let's put something on the screen for a moment. Yes, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. That's why I'm thankful, because I know that Christ wants me to have life. In the New NIV, it says it this way, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it to the full. That's Jesus Christ. Are you listening to the word of God? Jesus, look what the Message Bible said. The Message Bible said a thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I come so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. Hey, glory. That's why I'm thankful, because God wants me to have that eternal life, a better life than I ever dreamed of. Are you listening to me? God wants you to have a great life. I don't care what we're going through God wants us to be blessed. And the devil's a liar. He don't want you to see that. He wants you to believe that God don't care about you. But I come to tell you that the Lord does care. He's concerned about you. He's concerned about me. And you remember Job? Do you remember Job? The Bible said in Job that the Lord wouldn't let Satan touch his body. You remember that touch his soul? He said, you can touch anything, but don't touch his soul. Don't touch his soul. No, ma'am, no, sir. Don't touch Job's soul. Don't touch him. No, you can't touch him. The Bible says you can't touch Job's soul. And Job 1 and 1, the scripture tells us. Let's look at something. I'm going to go to Job 1 and 1. That's Job 1 and 1. And I'm going to show it on the stream. It says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now, that means that what God said is the truth. Job was an upright man. But Satan came to steal, to kill. And verse number 6 says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Watch this. And verse number 7. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. Satan was always busy trying to hurt you. Verse 8 says, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and eschews evil. God asked, is that who you're looking for? Verse 9, then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Is he fearing you because he really fears you? Is it because you're blessing him? Then he says in verse number 10, has not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. I mean, Satan don't like that. When you are blessed, Satan don't like it. Look at verse 11. Put forth thine hand now and touch all that he has, and he'll curse you to your face. That's Satan. He's an accuser. Look at verse 12. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. The Lord gave Satan permission, but he couldn't kill him. Verse 13. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. Y'all know the story from there. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen was plowing and the asses feeding beside them. You know the story. I know you do. Verse 15 says, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, and they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. That was Satan. Satan would do everything he can against you and I to make us doubt God. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Look at what was going on with Job. Look at it. Verse 17. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camel and had carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the sword, with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Look at that devil, boy. That's why I'm so thankful. He gets all in you. Look at verse 18. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking in their eldest brother's house. Watch this. verse number 19. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Satan is doing all he can so you and I will fall. But I want you to know God is with us. Verse 20 says, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Come on, somebody. Verse 21, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job knew where his blessing come from. Look at verse 22. In all this, Job sinned not charged God foolishly. No, didn't sin and didn't charge God foolishly. That's why we're going to thank him today. I want you to help me thank him. I want you to help me praise him. Listen, don't stop thanking him. Don't stop praising him. Nah, don't stop praising and don't stop thanking him. Keep right on thanking him. Let the devil know I'm going to thank the Lord in spite of what I'm going through, in spite of what happened to me. I'm still going to thank the Lord. The word thanks brings a distinction, make a delivery. I'm thanking God because God blessed me. I'm thanking him because I'm free from harm and danger. I'm thanking him because God has a plan to deliver me from my enemies. That's why I'm thanking him. That's what thanks mean, that I'm being delivered from my enemies. I'm set free. Look what it says in the book of Psalms 100. In verse 1, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lambs. Next verse says, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Verse number 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Look at verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. That's what we're doing today. We're thanking God. We're giving God glory. We're giving God honor. I'm lifting his name up because he's so good. I'm lifting his name up because he's so great. Yes, I'm thanking God for all things today. Yes, smoking off with some of the song. Listen to this. I'll be right back.
Look down and you bless me.
Lord, you bless me.
He
I thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to say, I just want to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, yeah.
Just come on, saints, let's thank him now. Yes, I thank him.
I thank you, Lord.
This is Thank You Monday. We're going to thank the Lord today. Come on, let's thank him.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Listen, we just got to thank the Lord. That's a smoking offering. And we just got to tell God thank you. We all been through some stuff. I don't think there's any of us that have not been through some stuff. Listen to this, and I'll be right back. I think all of us have been through stuff. Let me back up. What happened here? Thankful. by and by.
It won't be long now.
Ain't gonna be long now, y'all. That's Carol and Trilla. It's gonna be a better day. Carolyn Trailer.
Yes,
Trailer. Amen. I tell you, we thank God for that song. Let's give God praise. She came right in on time with that song. She really did. I thank the Lord for that song. She said, I don't know why I have to cry sometimes. I don't know why, but I do. But there is a story behind my praise. There is a story. Listen.
There's a story behind my praise. That's why my hands I'll continue to raise. I'm gonna praise Him for the rest of my day.
Yes, there he is.
Behind my praise, there's a story behind my praise. That's why my hand I'll continue. I'm gonna praise Him for the rest of my day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's a story, yeah, behind my praise.
There is a story behind my praise.
If you see me crying, oh, that is a story, how He's been God for me in all of His glory. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. If you see me shouting, oh, don't be amazed. I just realized where and when I was there. If you see me running, oh, don't you think it's strange? My whole life, He's rearranged. There is a story.
There is a story.
Behind my praise.
Oh, my God, yes, there is. Tell your friends. There is a story.
Behind.
Yes.
My praise is a real long story. I can't tell it all. But when I think of how He brought me out, there is a story. Oh, God.
Yes, there is.
Behind.
Yes, there is.
My praise.
Yes, there is. A That's why I praise him. I've set this day aside to praise him.
I love you, hey God. How you allowed me to keep my mind after 13 of my family members died real close to one another.
There's other Yahshua, glory.
Behind.
Thank you, Lord. There's a story. There is a story.
Behind.
Yes, Lord.
My prayer.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Oh, God. I love you. Hey, God. I love you.
Thank
hey,
you, Lord.
Hey, God. Ah, yeah. Hey. Oh, I love you. Hey, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God, I love you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Jesus.
Thank you.
I love you because you first loved me, God. Hey, God. Hallelujah. I love you, God. Hey, God. Hey, if I had 10,000 times. Hey,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Hey, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I would praise you with every word.
Yes, Lord.
Hey.
Habayazo, glory.
Hey, God.
I wish I had some help out there this day to help me praise the Lord up in here. There's a story behind my praise. There is a story. I praise the Lord because he's been good to me. God has been, and he is good to me. And let me tell you something. We need to be thankful. The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Yes, God has been good to us. He is good to us. This is your host, Apostle Lonnie Starks, and today is called Praise Monday. And I'm giving God thanks all day long. It says, thankful for Monday. This particular Monday is because it's the it's the day that the Lord has made. But this is the last Monday. Hey, glory. In this month, and I'm still here. So I got so much to be thankful and so much to be grateful for. I want you to be thankful with me. Listen, I'm going to play one more song. Hey, governor. Then I'm going to go out today. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessings. Listen to this and let's go. Yes, I do. I thank the Lord for blessing me, no matter what no one say. I thank him for blessing me. And that's what we're talking about today. That's why it's so important. It's so key on this broadcast that we all learn to be thankful and be grateful. Whoever plays this archive or listens to this, I want you to know that I am grateful. And I want you to be grateful. I want you to be thankful that God has blessed you. Things could be worse than what it is. Maybe you're going through a storm now. But I come to tell you, it could be much worse. God has still blessed you. So let's be grateful and let's be thankful for his blessings in our life. It's time for me to get up and get out of here. So I want to let you know that I enjoyed being here with you today. I enjoy lifting up the name of Jesus. But there comes a time that you got to go. There was a time that I came, not is the time that I'm leaving. But if you're not saved, I want you to get saved. I want you to give your life to Jesus Christ because he's the greatest thing that has ever happened to anyone in this world. He loved you so much, he died in your stead. He gave his life for you so you can have victory. Listen to this. If you're not saved, give your life to Jesus. God bless. Jesus Christ is the only one that can save you. It's so simple to come to him and to be born again. All you have to do is repent of your sins. Confess with your mouth that God raised Jesus Christ from the grave and believe this in your heart. You can be saved. In Romans chapter 10, verse number 9, the word of God says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Could I pray with you this morning, this afternoon, wherever you are, whatever time of day you may be listening to this? Let's pray. Bow your heads with me if you can. Dear God, our Father, I acknowledge my wrong and my sin. I ask you to forgive me. I do believe that your son Jesus came to this earth, lived a perfect life, was crucified, buried in a borrowed tomb, rose from the grave on the third day with all power. Now I believe that, Father, in my heart. Save me now in Jesus' name. My friend, if you believe that, you're saved. Keep it locked right here.
I tell you, if you only trust, He'll change your life. Blind Bartimaeus will tell you, if you only trust Him, He'll restore your sight. Only trust Him now. We're waiting for you all over the building. If you're not a part of a local church, if you haven't submitted to believer's baptism, if you're on the outside looking in, tonight is your opportunity to surrender, to submit, to experience the change you've been waiting for, the breakthrough, the deliverance that you so desperately need. Tonight is your night. Now is the time to come to Jesus. Would you come? Would you come?
Well, praise you, my friend. God bless you. We're coming to the end of the road. We got to go. I never want to leave you without leaving you in the hands of the Lord Jesus. Remember, God loves you and I do too. You take care in Jesus' name. Please don't forget to praise him today. This is the day we set aside to give God thanks, all right?
Ten seconds.